breath of this tamer, this tamei, and start to dip it into the mikvah, and when the top of it like touches the mikvah, as long as it comes into contact with the mikvah, this tamer, this water, becomes tor. But mishehechmitz, but once the tamer starts to ferment, then it's called already yain, it's not called water anymore, then ain't mashika b'mayim, then you can't be metairit with hashok. Hashok only helps on water, not on other mashkim. Rashi says, because then it's called chamra water, it's called wine then. The loch of a mikvah is v'kelim v'yadim nitnulem teres tarav mikvah mikvah. A mikvah is only metair a person or kelim. Avo b'yechul ha-mashko nema b'hem tfilo. But stam food and a drink of wine, there's no tair in a mikvah. It's only a special loch of water. Water, that's tamei, there's a new metair called hashoka. That when it comes in contact with the mikvah water, that's metairit. Rashi says the pshat over there is tintas and chibur is like botla gabi mikvah. It's like truma temei shazori, you planted it, it becomes bottled to the ground there. Here also this water becomes bottled to the mikvah. But it's only mayim in mayim and not another drink into the mikvah. So again, this temet depends. Before it's hechmitz, it's called water. After it starts to ferment, then it's called yain already. On my rova, rova sounds like this. Loishonu elo she'tom doi b'mayim toirim. When do we say this chiddush that you can make hashoka only if the water you used to make the temid was water that was tor, and then when the tamo first became tamo later, after it became temid, then it became tamo. So there we say when it ferments, you can't be metired anymore, or before it ferments, you could be metired with hashoka because you put in mayim torim. Avul tamei mikara. Let's say the water was tamo before you made the temid from it. Loi. Then it cannot make hashoka. Then hashoka does not work. And the chura doesn't make too much sense. So Mariasa on this. Also Rav Gevim Beik Phil, so Rav Gevim Beik Phil came. And Omru Lishmaita came with Ravashi. He said over this lock in front of Ravashi. That Maishno Tamei Mikora. Why do you want to say if the water was tummy before the loy? That then it does not help hashoka. The Armenian, you're telling me a sfar like this maybe, that the Aydi Dimaya Yakira, since the water is more heavy, therefore Shochne to soy, it goes right to the bottom of the Kli. O Peri and this Peris, this pits and shells, coffee, that floats Malel on top. And therefore when you make Hashoka, when the top part of it touches the mikvah water, for like Kosakulu Hashoka Lamaya, that the Hashoka is not touching the water, it's on the bottom, the mikvah is only touching the top part. So that's the reason why it's possible. So Mora says, if so, yachi, if so, toirim, even if the water was first tor, or if seifnit tamo, and then the water became, the temer became tamo. Shvita says for anami, that there's no hashokia, because the maisa, the mikvah, is not touching the water, it's touching the top peris. Ella, what do you have to answer? Mavavli, that's all mixed up, and the vata on top of it is water also. So achanami, mavavli, here also is mixed up. Everything's mixed up together. The wine and the yain together, the mayim and the yain together. So vada, it should be kosher hashoka, no matter which way, whether the water became tummy first, or first tummy later, a vada should not make any nafkamina. Here now the Mishnah says, kol mokum shiesh mecher. Any time that a father has the right still to sell his daughter, for an oma, for a maid, which means to say, kol zman she's a ketana, kol zman she's not a naro, halacha is then kenas. If a man is ma'anasa, your daughter, or mefataha, as the Pasuk says, you have to pay to the father chamishim kosav, it does not apply, because the Pasuk says a nara, so only by a nara there's kenas, not by a ktana. We'll see in the Gemara, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. And v'chomokim sheish kenas, meaning to say, once your daughter becomes 12 years old with two sarah, she's a nara. So now if somebody's ma'anasa lives with her by force, or talk her into it, that the person has to pay the father kenas, is ain mecher. At that time, the father cannot sell her anymore. A father can only sell his daughter when she's a ketana, before she's a nara. But once she becomes a nara, the Gemara says the kal v'chaima. The madach, if she's an omar of ri already, she goes out with simonim. So vada, after she has simonim, avada, the father cannot sell her anymore. The Gemara says omar of yudah marav zudibur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir that he sells kolzman she's a ketana. There's no knas. Avu chachomim moiru, the chomim say don't know that yesh knas b'mokim mecher, that even though she's a ketana, that the father could still sell her who would think if somebody's ma'anasa or mechlatahum, they have to pay the father knas. There is knas by ketana. The Tanya will learn like this. Ketana mibas yoymechod at shetovi beisaris. A ketana, when she's one, as soon as she's born, until she's a naro with two saris, is yeshlo mechor. The father has the right to sell him anytime he wants. But v'yein lo knas, there's no din knas. This is Reb Meir's word, that there's no din knas before she's a naro. A ketana, there's no din knas. But mishetovi beisaris, once she has a din of a naro, that she's already 12 years old and she has two saris over there, b'yaisa mokum, that's midiraisa gedelo. For the next 6 months, until she becomes a bageris, those 6 months at the beginning of Naros until Bagris, Yeshla Kanas, then if a man is manasa, he has to pay the father Kanas. But Vielo Mecher, if the father wants to sell her, then she's too old. Once she becomes 12 years old, the father can't sell her anymore with two saris. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Why Shoye Rabbi Meir? You Rabbi Meir used to say that Komokim Shiesh Mecher ain't Kanas. Any time the father has a right to sell a mini she's a ketana, if somebody's manasa, there's no din kenas. The chomokim sheish kenas, once she becomes a naro, if somebody's manasa now, he has to pay the father kenas. Is ein mecher, the locher is dead, once she becomes a naro, the father cannot sell her anymore. However, the chomokim chom say no, ketana, mi bas gimul shana v'ye mechod atche tipager. A ketana, your daughter, once she's 3 years old, and she has to be three, because before three it's not called a bia. But once she's 3 years old, so the man is ma'anasa then, up until she becomes a bageris, even 6 months after the naris, all that time is yeshla kenas. If a man is ma'anasa or mefataha, the locher is he has to pay kenas to 50 shkolin, let's give it to the father. So for the Gemara, kenas in mechlo, you mean to say, according to the Chachamim, there's only kenas by ketana, not mechar, avada, the father has the right to sell her, also calls him on, she's a ketana. Rather, the aim is still like this, av kenas b'moke mechar, the Chachamim said, no, you can have both, that from 3 years old, until she's a bageris, at least there could be both, meaning to say, from three until a bageris, there's kenas, and until a nara, from one day, I mean a girl, 1 day old, until 12 years old, the father could sell her. So Kitza, from 3 years until Naris, he could have both. He could have Knas and Mecher, according to Chachamim. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Miyun, Kol Zuman, Yavu Kedushin Midrabonim. Meaning to say, let's say the father died already. So, and then the brothers or the mother marries off the daughter, and she's a Ketana. So Lokri, that Kedushin is only Midrabonim. Since it's only Midi Rabbanan, if she wants to get rid of a husband, she makes Miyun. Miyun is, she just says, she doesn't want him anymore. You do not have to have a get. So, Komokim Sheish Miyun means Kolzman, she's a Ketana. That the Kedushin is only Midi Rabbanan. She could be Mamayin, just say goodbye to her husband. Is then Chalitza, by Ketana, in the case where her husband died, and there's a brother-in-law alive, so there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. Chalitza is only by a Naro, and not by a Ketana. So, Kozman, she's a Ketana, there's no Din Chalitza. And the Chomokim Shesh Chalitza, once she becomes a Gedol already, that she can make Chalitza, is Ein Echanami, then Ein Miyan, then there's no Parsha of Miyan, she's already too old, then she cannot make Miyan. Then we say they have to give a get, either because we're afraid they'll boil the Shem Kedushin, Kedushin Midiraisa, even with the Rabbanim, we're afraid that the Mechsei, she's like a Gedol already, so therefore she has to have a get and not Miyan. Samur says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Zu Dibur Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Our Chachom Marim Nechom say though, Yesh Miyun B'makam Chalitza. No, even though the girl becomes a Nara, even though she's 12 years old with two Simonim, then now she could make Chalitza by the Yavam, but still, there is Miyun, and it's sad to say where her Kedushin was Midrabonim, where her father died and the mother married her off, and she still wants to say goodbye to husband, she could do it even though she's a nara already. That's Chachom Shita. The Tani would learn like this, Ad Mosai Habas Mamenis. Until how long, till how old can the girl be, and she could just say goodbye to husband, she doesn't have to have a get. Ad Shetovish Tei Cyrus Diver Rimeya. Rimeya is only calls him on, she's a katana. But once she's 12 and has two Cyrus, she has a lach of a gedela, then there's no pasha of mean anymore. Then if she wants to say goodbye, she has to have a get. She can't just say goodbye. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even longer than just on becoming a Narva Gedola. Achiyaber HaShachar Al Alavan, until the black hair becomes more than the white hair there, which is a longer time even after she becomes a Gedola, even after Narus, still she could give Mian. Rashi says it means Sheyokiv Oisei Mokim Bisar, when that whole Mokim on the bottom is full of black hair, so after need of a forish, Loishi Natik Kazalat, means you have to have two long hairs there. Shecheres v'nira k'mayshiri, but looks like a lot. So the kid said that even after she comes in Nara, could be another few months, another few weeks, that still she could make mian. If so, there's a zman that he could have mian, he could have chalitz at the same time. Here now the Mishnah says, kol mokem sheish tkiya, kol zman yad takona, that he's supposed to blow the shofar. That's an Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon. There was a minute that used to blow the shofar six times, at six different times, to warn the people it's getting close to Shabbos, they should stop doing melacha. First one was to close up the shop, then to close up this. So, komokim shiesh tkiya, kozman is the takona, on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov, to blow the shofar, to stop the people from doing the melacha, the melacha is ain't havdalah. That night you don't have to make havdalah. Like from Friday night into Shabbos, you don't have to make Avdolah. Meaning to say, even if Friday was Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shabbos, you don't have to make Avdolah from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But the opposite, B'chol Mokim Sheyesh Avdolah, which means Moitzoy Shabbos. Even if Moitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tov, still you have to make Avdolah. And the locher is Ain't Kiya, there's no din to blow the shofar on Shabbos to tell the people to stop preparing for Yom Tov. Because the Shabbos, Avada, you can't do anything on Shabbos either. Now, what's going to be Yom Tov Shechaliyas Be'er Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Friday. The Locher is taken. Enechnaim, this Friday still we blow the Shofar six times, like, to tell the people to stop doing the Melacha. But V'lo Yom Avdilin, there's no Parsha of Avdolah tonight, because Shabbos is the more Chomadik and Kedusha. So you don't make Avdolah. But V'moitzoy Shabbos, let's say when Yom Tov comes out to be a Mitzoy Shabbos, then the locher is Mavdil, and yes, you should make Avdolah. We make Avdolah Mitzoy Shabbos into a Yom Tov, but V'loy Teikim, we do not blow the Shofar on Shabbos to warn the people. Now, Ketzed Mavdilin, in such a case, when Yom Tov comes out on Mitzoy Shabbos, that you still have to make Avdolah, what do we say in Avdolah? So we say, HaMavdu V'Kodesh L'Kodesh. Since the Mitzoy going into Yom Tov, it's also Kodesh, just that Shabbos was more chomer, so we have to say Amavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Rabbi Daisy says ben Kodesh chomer l'Kodesh akad. That's what you should say. You should say in Yavdolah on Moitzoy Shabbos ben Kodesh chomer l'Kodesh akad. The Ma'aseh, so we don't say that. We'd like to Tanakama. We just say Amavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Now the Gemara says Heichot Akoya, meaning on a Yom Tov that comes out on Erev Shabbos. So when you Tekeya, Lahavdulike, Ben Kodesh Lechoyo, that, like, how do you blow special? There's a regular Friday, it's Mamash totally choyol, so you blow to warn them to get ready for Kedushas Shabbos. But in a case where Friday was Yom Tov, so there's Kedusha anyway, so how do we blow to make some type of a hecker, a difference that people should know, like the hecker is just to be careful from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and maybe to stop cooking the Yechol Nefesh anymore, because on Shabbos you can't cook. So what's the hecker? How do we blow? Hechi Tekeya. Some of you do Tekeya Maria. You blow Taka Tekeya, and then right away, you blow a Trua. So that's a little bit the hecker. That's called Tekeya Maria. Mitoich Tekeya, in the middle of the Tekeya. Rashi says, means Kodim Shisayim HaTekeya. Before you finish off the first long Tekeya, or at the end of it, you already make Truas. So that's the hecker. That's a little bit different now. For Rabasi says, Tokeyo Maria Benishimachas, that even with one breath, but you have to stop a little bit in between the heels, not that you continue on. You first blow a tekiya, then you stop for a second, then you blow the trua, but our koponim is blow Benishimachas in one breath. You don't take a new breath in between. The Askin Rav Asi B'Hutzol, Rav Asi Metakon in his city Hutzol, Kishmaite, they should do like him, that they blow first a tekiya. They stop for a second without a breath, and then they blow it through. Maybe have a question like this: that Yom Tov Shechaliyas Be'er Shabbos, what's going to be if Yom Tov comes out on Friday? So take it and make it kiyah for loy marum, but there's no true at all. So of course, not like we learned before, we learned according to both of them, you have to make at least some type of a trua. So my love doesn't have to mean to say, lo miriam klal, that there's no true at all. So more says, lo, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, Rav Yehuda matatz tam, Rav Yehuda answer according to his own tam, and Rav Asa matatz tam, Rav Asa not answer according to his tam. Rav Yehuda matatz tam, Rav Yehuda answer according to his own tam, that lo marin mifnei atzma just means to say you don't make a trua by itself. El rad the mitrecha tkiya. Like when you're at the end of the tkiya, before you finish it completely, right there you start blowing, do, then go, do. Right there by the tkiya, you end off with a trua. So it's not a trua by itself, it's at the end of the tkiya. Ravasi matatta, Ravasi answer according to Zontam. The what? Loi marim b'shtei neshimas. You don't make this trua with a separate breath by itself. El rather b'neshimachas. That the trua is here, just as done with one breath with the tkiya. That's why it's a little bit different this Friday than all other Fridays. Then the Mishnah says, when Moitzoi Shabbat, the Shaila is, what type of Abdullah do we say? Sehecha. Omar lo, Omar Rav Yehuda b'chsima. That's what the Mishnah says, we have to say Hamabdu b'kodesh l'kodesh. So, Rav Yehuda is saying, it means in the chsima. By the end, bracha, we say Hamabdu b'kodesh l'kodesh. But before that, in the actual Abdullah itself, we do mention of Hamabdu b'kodesh l'choyel. And b'chein Omar Rav Nachman b'chsimasa. So at the end of the bracha that we end off, bracha to Hashem, hamavdu bekodesh lekodesh. For Rav Sheshet Bered, Rav Yidu Yamano, afilu bepsichosa. Even at the beginning also, we do not mention hamavdu bekodesh lechoyol, but even at the beginning we say hamavdu bein kodesh lekodesh. But, v'lesilchos hakavosei, we do not pass like him. At the middle we start there, at the beginning we say hamavdu bekodesh lechoyol. Just we end off hamavdu bekodesh lekodesh. Now, Rav Doisi Yama bekodesh chom bekodesh hakal. The Mora says, "V'asilchos hakavos, we do not pass on Gabdoisa." Where Rav Yisai Hamavdu b'kodesh l'kodesh. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah, just the end of the parak is that Mora says, "Gabdoisa said, 'B'kodesh chom l'kodesh hakal.'" And the Mura says, L'hichos ha-kavos, we don't pass him like him. And the Amr Abzer, Abzer is because we only say, Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Amr Abzer, Yom Tiv Shechal Liyus B'yem Seshabis, Yom Tiv that comes down in the middle of the week. So at the end of the first day, Yom Tiv you have to make Avdolom, is Amr Amnavdu ben Kodesh l'Chol. If I can make a regular, you say that Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'Chol, U'ben Or l'Choshech, U'ben Yisrael Amin, U'ben Yom Ashlut Shesh Hashemei Amaseh. Even though it's not really Shabbos, still you say, my time, what's the reason? Like how come mentioning Shabbos here, first in the middle of the week? The answer is, Seder Havdolos Sumayna. You're only counting the Seder Havdolos. Rashi says, Hamuras Patera, Humayna, Ulhavdu Ben HaKredish. That's all, just make the different differences. But not that really now it is between Shabbos and Chol. So even on a regular, it's so young to still we say this, Ben Yom Ashvi L'Shesh Yishim Yamasa. Hadron Olecho HaKosh Rechzen. Here, now holding this parak. Sheini.